For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, the community hub is underway with the superb leisure park and the new primary school now announced. Just 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
A big shout out to our state's Ambos. And if you see them around the city or the suburbs today, give them a wave and show your support. They are, in fact, protesting with graffiti over a lot of the ambulances around town. And we'll explain now why they're doing that. Rightly so. I'm not an advocate of graffiti, but they need to protest because what happened yesterday, excuse me, in a Melbourne court was disgraceful, nothing short of disgraceful. Two women, you may have seen them photographed because they've been in the news, leaving court yesterday, sticking a middle finger up at the cameras, smirking and smiling. Now, these are two young women who injured an ambulance officer, brutally bashed him. Now, he's a 62-year-old paramedic. They crushed his foot. He's unable to work. So
he's
they
had
were
three
career,
surgeries, Boxy.
Yeah, career-ending injuries when he was trying to assist somebody who was in need of help. Now, they've brutally beaten him. They've been handed down jail sentences of 6 to 12 months because, and I need to point this out, in 2014, Victorian laws were introduced that demanded a mandatory minimum jail term of 6 months for anyone who intentionally injures an emergency worker.
Which is fair enough.
So that was handed down, and yesterday a judge overturned it. What is the point of a mandatory sentence? I cannot understand how these two filthy, despicable women walk out of court yesterday while this poor man, he's 62,
he
spends
couldn't even
his
walk.
Life turning up to people in need, our loved ones who are either had accidents, having heart attacks. He's there trying to save them. They get to beat him and then smirk when they walk out of court. Give me a break.
And flip the bird.
Yeah, flip the bird. And it was the first story in all the news last night. And I think the judge said in his closing statement that he felt for the gentleman, the paramedic, and he could understand his pain and he knew they did wrong. But how do they get out then? But the judge got to rule on that. I don't understand the legal
this
side
particular
of
judge said, I just feel that justice, that was the victim said he felt that justice hadn't been done. The judge felt that it would do them no service to put them in jail. But it's irrelevant, Judge. It's a mandatory sentence to deter people from injuring paramedics. Now, 131060, we can imagine anyone who works for the paramedics or is an AMBO, your frustration to the point where you're graffitiing your vehicles. So we thought we'd give you microphones and open the lines 131060 if you're an ambulance worker, maybe related to one.
Good.
Because I completely understand your frustration and, put down the spray cans, call us and use our microphones. We'd love you to use it this morning and tell us how you feel and how frustrating this is for you.
Great. The lines are open.
1019 The Fox.
Sometimes it's really important to say something, though, and we wanted to stand in unity with ambulance drivers, paramedics today, because a terrible decision was made by Melbourne Court yesterday, despite the fact that in 2014... new laws in Victoria were introduced that demanded a mandatory minimum jail term of 6 months for anyone who intentionally injures an emergency worker. 62-year-old Paul Judd has been given career-ending injuries by two women while he was trying to help and aid a victim. They beat him so badly, broke his foot, he can no longer work, and the judge yesterday overturned the sentence and we got to see these two women leave court smirking, smiling and flicking the bird.
Yeah, they didn't care too much, did they, Boxy? So he's had three surgeries, couldn't walk out of the... He had to be assisted to walk out. So that law's done now.
Well, what's the point of it?
Is it done?
Well, no, it's not. Of course, it still stands. A judge can ignore it. And this is what, it's our judicial system. I thought this was a judicial system to support the community and our society. And yet it just gets flouted. And these disgusting people who hurt and injure innocent victims get released. And then, it is so frustrating. And now we just need to calm down a bit because we have said to anyone who works as an ambulance driver, as a paramedic, if you are in the industry or related to somebody, give us a call and use our microphones, because we know, and you will see today, if you see an ambulance, they're going to be graffitied, because a lot of the ambulance workers are graffitiing the vans in protest at what happened in the court yesterday. So we've said, put down the spray cans, use our microphones. We want to give them to you. And we've got Charlene from Endeavour Hills. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Fifi. How you going?
Yeah, good, Charlene. Look, here's a microphone. What would you like to say about what happened yesterday?
Look, I'm a mother of a paramedic and I am absolutely disgusted at what happened yesterday. I am so furious, I can't begin to tell you. So my son's 25 and been in the force for 4.5 years now, and already he has been abused. He has had blood spat in his eye. Oh. He's been groped. It is absolutely disgusting. And as a parent, I lay awake waiting, you know, waiting for the phone to ring or cannot sleep because I'm so worried whether he's going to come home or not. So what they've allowed to happen yesterday just goes to show you that there is serious problems in our society.
It is, Charlene. And you as a parent, and I understand as a mother how scary that would be, sending your son out every day to face whatever he's going to face. But as a broader note for our community to take notice of, this will be a deterrent. So now kids leaving school won't want to be paramedics or work in an ambulance because of what could happen. And these are the people that are turning up. This is who comes to save your life.
If one of these two ladies got in any sort of trouble in the next couple of days or the next year and they got life-threatening injuries, the ambos are going to turn up to their house and they're going to save them.
Yeah.
Imagine if they said, oh, nah, I'm not going to go to that person because one of those people, I'm scared, and they bashed us. The uproar would be
If an ambo does something wrong,
it'd
never
be everywhere.
The end of it.
Because these two ladies got off.
It's disgusting. Now we've got Judith from Mornington on the line. Hi, Judith.
Good morning.
Judith, here's a microphone. You say whatever you'd like to say because we know you are a paramedic.
Yes, I am. I've been a paramedic now for 14 years and love the job, love being able to help the community, but this decision is absolutely disgraceful. It makes a joke of the sentencing, of the laws, the mandatory laws. There's no point in it being there if it's not going to deter people, because they're going to come up with every excuse that they can. A bad childhood does not give you the right to behave badly at all.
Because that was their excuse, wasn't it?
That's their excuse. And at what point do you say, I'm an adult, I'm a mother of children, I'm now going to show those children what the right way is to behave with people? It's just flaunting the laws. And I just would like to say to the judge, do you feel safe going to work every day? I bet she has, you know, security, they'll have scanners. You'll not be able to just walk into that courtroom and assault her, which is how it should be. So we should be given that right. We should be able to go to work every day, feel safe in our workplace, and know that our families know that we get home safely every day. I'm a mother of children. They worry about me. My husband worries. This is just so wrong. My Facebook feed this morning, I've been looking at it before I've come to work, and it's just post after post. We are angry. And thankfully, we've got the support of both our CEO, Tony Walker, and Jill Hennessy, and hopefully something is done about this, because the poor paramedic who was injured, he's never going to work again. Why should he have to end his career with an injury like this that's now going to affect him in his retirement?
Well said.
And Judith, you raise a really great point, because why does his sob story not count as much as their sob story? Because we do hear these drug addicts, they end up in court, and then we hear about their childhood and what they went through. What about Paul Judd, this 62-year-old paramedic? Why did his sob story not mean enough for the judge to implement and maintain that sentence?
Yes, Boxy, 100%. And they're both mothers, I think, as well. It's like, what, as Judith said, what does that teach their kids? So, Judith, have you ever been assaulted on the job?
Yes, I have. I've had a very large kitchen knife pulled on me, which required me to go to counselling afterwards, and it just brings it back to you when you have something like that happen to you, that, you know, our job is dangerous. The verbal abuse, we cop that on a very regular basis.
Well, Judith, you beautifully put forward, I imagine, what most paramedics are feeling today, and we're standing with you in unity. And if you see an ambulance, say, or paramedics,
give them a wave. We
support you. And just a note to our judicial system and our judges, where's their tribunal? Who gets to pull the judges in and say, hey, no, we expect more from you.
Oh, here. We care more about AFL umpires. I mean, Tom Hawkins got a week for touching an umpire, but you can assault a paramedic and it's okay. Ridiculous.
1019 The Fox.
Now, Zipporah Malkah, formerly Kate Fisher, I feel for her. She's done a current affair tell-all last night. And she was doing it to support, I think she's now fronting campaigns for domestic violence. And that was the premise under which she did the interview. And according to her, A Current Affair made it all about her personal life and her dramas. That's what they do. I don't know whether Zipporah's seen A Current Affair before.
Hey, I watched this boxing.
But there's a fair chance when you do a tell-all with a journo, a magazine, anyone, they're going to go with their agenda.
Sure.
Just a little shout-out for anyone who's thinking about taking cash for interviews. But, look, something that did come out of this interview is the fact that, and she and James Packer were engaged for a few years. They broke up back in the 90s. And Zipporah, nearly 20 years later on from that breakup, she said that for 7 or 8 years, she hoped she would get back with James.
Oh.
Now, and I thought about that, the poor thing, because here's the thing. If you are going through heartbreak or relationships ended, yes, it's over. My theory is, you know, grieve, get upset for a couple of days, then move on. Open the doors, date, get out there, meet another guy, have some fun.
This day and age too, you've got Tinder, you've got all
absolutely.
Sorts of stuff.
There's so many opportunities. Do not, I just think moving on is really key and it's so important. Yes, you know, look back, have fond memories, but full steam ahead.
Isn't it the best way to get over someone's to get under someone or
else?
Something like that.
But anyway, so 8 years, I thought to myself, I wish that Zipporah in that 8 year period had a friend to go, it's never going to happen again. Because I think that's the best thing in a breakup is to recognise that person wasn't right for me. So don't waste any energy in thinking about them and put everything into someone else or moving forward. And I thought, you know what, we should help someone right now. And if anyone's listening, 131060, are you holding out for an ex? Like, how long have you been waiting? Maybe it's only a few months, maybe it's a few years, and you just secretly, that desire for your ex to come back. 131060, let us help you move on.
It was interesting viewing last night, Boxy. It was Current Affair was a bit like Sandra Sully with the late news. She'd already divulged all this stuff on the jungle.
It
wasn't an exclusive. She said it already.
I could not agree more. I feel like all I've heard is James Packer from Zipporah over the last year.
Hey, just quickly, just so you know what you said there, you essentially, you're going to offer advice next. That's a scary area.
Yeah, I do believe I'm the queen of the move on. Cut, cut and leave. Get your closure, have your nice goodbye,
right,
and then see you, mate. Time to move forward.
Beef's here to help if you're holding out for your ex. Fev, I'm sure, will also have views and try and help you.
1019 The Fox.
Zipporah Malkah, formerly Kate Fisher, engaged to James Packer back in the 90s, did an interview with Current Affair last night, and she talked about her longing to be reunited with her ex-fiancé.
The thing with James just didn't work and I was heartbroken. You know, I was very smitten with him, I was in love with him, and it took me about 8 years to get over it. I fantasised, you know, for years about us getting back together. Hold on for
one more day. I wonder what James thinks of that interview.
Oh, I think whilst he's in a mental health facility in Mexico, I think he's got other things on his mind. Although I think he was just released. Anyway.
Thank you for that update. Breaking news.
Both got issues. Now, it's interesting because I'm a strong believer in when a relationship ends. And I wish I'd been there for Kate Fisher back in the night. I didn't know her.
I still don't
know her. But I'm a really strong believer in really moving your energy away from an ex and getting out there, getting amongst it, meeting new people, dating. I think when you're holding on to get back with somebody, it's just wasting life. And we just said, if anybody is holding on to get back with an ex now, call in.
Life is short,
and maybe we can move. It is. You know what? It didn't work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cry, cry, cry. Move on. Who else is out there and where can you find opportunities?
Seems like your solution, both of you, is just a very cookie-cutter solution. You're just going to tell them to move on. You're not going to take in.
I said go through the grief and go through the crying.
Right.
But I think what you find is you can either be at home on the couch watching Bridget Jones and eating ice cream,
right,
or you can be out, have a conversation with a new guy or a new girl and go, Wow.
Great.
I nearly lost this opportunity because I was hoping that douchebag would take me back.
Do you TV binge? What's your show, Sex and the City?
No, I think I used to. I'm not going to lie. In my 20s, breakups I took really badly. I'm really philosophical about them now, and I just really believe if it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be, and just let it go and move through it and move on. Madeline in Camberwell. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Madeline. Now, Madeline, are you at the moment in that area where you're hoping to get back with an ex?
Yes, it's been like 4 years.
Oh, Madeline. And have you had any contact with him in that 4 years?
Well, not really. Every time we talk, I mean, we always fight. And it's always me saying, like, you know, go to hell and I hate you. And
whoa.
It doesn't really, you know.
Then you hang up and you love him.
Yes, so then I just want to text him, like, I'm sorry, can we go out, like, to get Macca's or something?
Could you do no talking, Madeline? Could you not have any contact with him? I think that would be for the best.
I try. So I block his number, delete him on social media, but I still re-add him anyway.
Is he with anyone else?
No, I'm too scared. I'm, like, I just feel that no one would ever be the same with me as he was.
But it sounds like he's coming back to you, Madeline. It sounds like he's as into you as you are to him.
Yeah, but that's why I'm trying to play hard to get, as you like, as they say, like, play hard to get. And
Kentucky Tour.
Madeline, I'm telling you this as your new friend, okay?
But they've solved it, Kentucky Tour.
I agree completely. You need to leave the country. If you're blocking and blocking his number, I do that. It's great fun. Block numbers, just ignore. If you can't, if you've got the discipline to stick with that, you are going to have to sign up for
as in leave
tour.
The country forever? Or?
No, go on a holiday.
No, just go and meet some nice Italian boy in Italy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on a Kentucky tour.
I think, you know what?
Fixed, done.
And you said it before, Byron, the best way to get over someone is to
get under them. Someone
else.
It's a popular
expression. But no, do you know what it is?
Expression.
It's not about falling in love with the next person. It's just knowing that there are other opportunities. And sometimes it's just nice to have company. So don't stop, you know, don't think, oh, I'm just going to fall in love with the next guy. Just enjoy someone's company. Go out to dinner.
It's all about a movie. It's all about realizing you still got your mojo.
Oh
yeah. Now we can, if you want, come back. There's so many more. Maybe later in the show we come back and take some more of these.
I was surprised that the phones melted down over
there. Yeah,
there's
lots.
I love talking.
So if we didn't get to you on the phones then, don't worry. Later in the show we'll come back to this because Fief and Fev have more people to help. I mean, that was just extraordinary.
Oh, we're very good at getting over exes.
101.9 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring, yeah, that can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. It's called Hotline Ring. Okay, we need you to sing the next line.
That's right, you need to sing the next line. Fev and I, we sit in the studio and we ring random numbers. We now have the registry at fox.com.au. So if you want us to ring you and try it out on you or maybe you want to dob in a mate, put your details down because Fev and I sit in the studio and we ring people. Now, we play a song down the line and we won't give up until you complete the lyrics.
I like the old dob in a mate.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Although somebody did dob in a mate today. We'll get back to this. Don't go anywhere because it's probably the most abuse we've ever been given.
Ever. You really copped
ever.
It.
Yeah. But anyway, we thought in honour of the royal wedding this weekend, weddings, receptions, you always get a Grease Mega Mix.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought we would play the Grease Mega Mix down the line and not give up until the lyrics are completed.
Hello. Hello? 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 I answer. This is the third time I've called. Listen to what they play. So pick up. Just let it ring out. No one even speaks. Listen to it. Play it again. Stop. Play it.
Until somebody answers, it'd be a telemarketer, I bet.
Yeah, well, this is the fourth time I've called. don't say nothing. And watch the same song again. Green slime. I'm trying to get who it is. Just keep telling they're called now. We didn't...
Hello, Christian speaking. Oh, no, I didn't hear properly. Oh, God, I hate this song. Oh, you're the one that I want. You are the one I want. Oh, I'm sitting at my desk. Don't make me do this. I don't know the lyrics. Beach rider, go. Beach, I don't know the lyrics. Tell me more, tell me more. Can we please finish this now? No more, please. Okay, thank you. Have a great time. Bye.
Hello, Tara speaking. Hello. Grease lightning, oh, grease lightning. Tell me more, tell me more. Does she put up a fight? You're the one that I want.
Okay, now do we play the one that didn't make the one that
she
didn't?
She just got she all
was good.
Three,
yeah, but there was one that was particularly firm in
there
his...
was. Now this guy was nominated, dobbed in by a friend. So someone contacted us and said, "Can you please do Hotline Ring to this guy?" And now I know why they wanted us to do it. We've never been abused like this before.
Yes, this is Hall of Fame stuff.
Ouch.
Hello. 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 Are you funny? Are ya? Off. Hello. Is killing me today. I tell you what, mate, I'll be f***ing grease lighting when I come down f***ing bottling.
Okay, that'll do. I mean, guys, do you think you should maybe just go a bit easier on some of these?
No. I've lost a bit of my nerve, I'm not going to lie.
Wow. He doesn't know where you live, does he?
I hope
anyway,
not.
No, we did have his permission to play that in the end.
Byron lives in Pakenham.
We are out of here. Oh, I could say a few things now, but I won't. I will protect your anonymity.
101.9 The Fox.
I mentioned this yesterday, and the saga continues. I have, for many years, I'd say 10, 15 years, eaten one type of cereal. It's my favourite cereal. You know when you just find something and it's just perfect for you?
Mm, Alex.
It's called Crunchola. And what's happened is, unbelievably, it's the only cereal my daughter will eat.
Uh-oh.
And I've tried to get Trixie into breakfast. I know she's only 5, but for so long it was so hard to get her to eat something healthy. And if you're not familiar with Crunchola,
yeah, I'm not really familiar with it.
I know. Well, it used to be a brand called Norganic had it, and it's clusters of whole grain oats sweetened with fruit juice, so no added sugar, really healthy, and oats and good for you.
Good start to the day.
Great start to the day. But I mentioned this yesterday. It's gone from my supermarket. Oh. I've gone to another supermarket. It's gone. Yeah. And then we went on the website, and Freedom Foods announced on their website that the existing Crunchola range will no longer be available. Now, this is devastating, not only me because I like it, but a mother who can't get their child to eat cereal.
Is the box house in mourning?
It's her favourite. Well, I can't get her to
Fruit
eat
Loops.
It. Well, no, see, I'm not going to lie. I was in a Coco Pops rut.
Yeah, Coco
before.
Pops. Get the
yeah,
bars.
But I was like, this is a health. It's in Crunchola was in the health food aisle. I'm going to say this again on 131060 because I'm trying to get a little petition going. But it is niche, and I appreciate that it's niche. It might not have the, you know, excitement of the Polly Waffle and other various, you know, when Arnott's changed barbecue shapes and everyone went crazy.
Oh, that was a riot.
I liked them when they changed it.
I know
more flavor.
You did. I remember that. But then
and softer.
Didn't they decide to keep both?
No, they brought the other ones back.
Good. They needed to do that. What's interesting, though, we reached out to Freedom Foods yesterday to just express some concern and wondering if there was something we could do to talk this through.
Would have been great. Maybe the CEO of Freedom Foods could have popped on air and had a good, fun chat.
No, they're all busy.
Oh, come on.
We got declined.
Freedom Foods?
Freedom Foods.
What are they thinking?
Well, this was an opportunity to get on air and talk up their new range of breakfast cereals.
And they've passed.
Pretty similar to the old place that we try to get running there, where they have the music.
Dracula's?
The band.
Oh, Festival Hall.
They didn't want anything to do with us either.
They, in no uncertain terms, said stop, cease and desist from talking about us. But I did yesterday say I will be trawling through Melbourne. A friend of mine found some Crunchola at Essendon Fields in a supermarket there.
Great.
And then we got a call yesterday, Byron, and they said that Pakenham supermarket.
Yep.
Where you live. So you went to Pakenham supermarket and you got me...
We got the Crunchola, sprouted buckwheat and berries granola, the
Byron,
Freedom's Crunchola.
Look at, read that. Hang on. No. Read the top bit.
New tasty recipe.
You bought the new one.
Sorry about that. I bought $50 worth.
I gave you $50.
You didn't buy them?
Yeah, I gave you $50 and you bought me all the new ones.
And you got Gabby to buy them, not you.
Yes, it was my girlfriend's turn to do the groceries. You assumed that risk, so sorry about that.
Well, that's all wrong. I want my $50 back. But 131060... Am I overreacting? Does anyone else believe that Crunchola is an amazing cereal? Or is there a niche product that you want to fight for? Because I'm now going to fight for the underdog. I'm fighting for niche products.
Yeah, okay.
I know it's in the health food.
Not a lot of Crunchola calls coming through.
What about your ex-mate Byron, who went out, got $50 off you, went out and got some food and you just shut him down?
I was really trying to help you.
But it says new and tasty.
Thankless.
It actually says new and tasty.
It also says Freedom Crunchola, which you said was being discontinued. They haven't changed the brand of it. They've just updated the recipe.
Excuse box,
me,
though.
It's completely different. And the clusters are different. They've got buckwheat in them.
Yours is in a box.
Mine was a box. That's a bag.
1060. It's very on trend, the bag. 131060 is the number. A few Crunchola fans are already coming through, Fee, so let's see how we go.
1019 The Fox.
When you have a routine every morning of your life where you have the same cereal and then you go to the supermarket and it's gone, and I appreciate it's a niche cereal. Not everyone's heard of Crunchola.
But you just tasted it, Boxy.
Well, I've tasted the new formula. So the update is it's gone off the supermarket. It's the only one that Trixie and I eat. And it's gone. And Freedom Foods issued a statement on their website saying, yep, it is discontinued and they've got a new range.
It's not very nice.
Oh, dear. It's not Crunchola. They've got to change the name. So they're calling this Crunchola.
What should they call it?
New breakfast cereal?
Yuckola.
Whoa, fair.
We did ask for someone from Freedom Foods, but their publicist declined.
It's
interesting. It was an opportunity to
really get out there.
Promote the new product. They've left it to us.
It's in a sheet. Yeah, that's probably a mistake.
When it comes to food and boxing.
She gets a bit, but it's a chic new bag it's in.
I know what they're trying to do. It's just not Crunchola. And if you're and this is the thing. See, niche food. Now, I know. I've probably got four people on my petition so far.
They've tried to Gen Y it. No.
Yeah.
Don't Gen Y it.
Grains in. No one's buying ancient grains.
Kids aren't buying that anyway.
They're new grains.
Adults buy that.
Yeah, you're
kids
right.
Kids don't buy that. For kids. They're not going to eat that crap.
Hey, and if nobody's jumping on my Crunchola bandwagon, did you realise yesterday a decision that was not made lightly, apparently, by Coles and Woolworths? They've axed Starburst from the shelves. Has that got people up in arms? 131060, we've just asked, are there niche products that aren't on the shelves that you're upset about? Now we've got...
What's your favourite colour on the Starburst?
I don't eat Starburst.
Oh.
But I'm happy to...
That's probably why it's been off the shelves.
But she's ropeable.
Sharon in Glen Iris, you are a Starburst fan?
Yes, absolutely. I'm devastated. That tingle in your mouth, and lemon's the best.
Lemon. I like the light pink. The dark pink tastes like medicine. It's like,
I wonder why. I would have thought there are enough Starburst fans to keep them afloat.
Absolutely.
Are you joining a petition? Because I just read there was a petition, Sharon, and it's only got 100 people.
Oh, it's a small petition.
It's going to need some social media backing. Well, good luck with
that, Sharon.
Starburst
is more of a summer lolly, I reckon. Like, it just gets you nice and colourful. Like, in the winter, you go, oh, Starburst.
I've been having a bit of Mentos lately.
Oh, really? Mentos, fresh.
Yeah. Sam, and a fruit tingle, we can't go past them.
Yeah, fruit tingles are good. Get the multicoloured one. Oh,
hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Sam. Is there a niche product that you're upset's no longer on the shelves?
There definitely is. I feel your pain because at the beginning of the year, there was a cheese and biscuits combo pack in Woolworths from a company called Dairyworks.
Yeah, they're still there. I bought a package yesterday.
Oh, well, I tell you, I've been at 5 Woolies in the northern suburbs, cannot find them anywhere. I've been, the poor kid in the supermarket doesn't have a clue, poor thing. So I called the company. And they're saying, oh, yeah, well, there's a supply issue. We're going to look into it. And that's all I've heard. And I'm so upset and I've kind of come to terms with it.
Sammy, they're back. Because I went shopping yesterday for the kids' snacks for I brought some. They got like the black pepper cheese with the biscuits.
So you sure it's not a snack?
No. They're off the snacks. They're on these things. They're dairy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So they're in a 4-pack, and you buy them, and they're like tasty cheese or extra tasty cheese, and you have like the little biscuits, and they put it on like a little sandwich, and they eat it.
So Sam, you might have the opposite problem that I'm having. Yours is so popular, it's off the shelves.
Yeah.
Mine is. Went back, all the mums took them all.
Ah, the mums took them all after school.
And dads.
And dads too, yeah. Interesting. Well, maybe Fev could get you some.
I could get you some,
Sam. The way I got Fief the wrong Crunchola, Fev could get you the right Dairy Works cheese and biscuit package. Hold the line, Sam. Fev will get some for you at his local supermarket.
Sam's great, thank you.
Sorry,
Fev. Amanda's on the line. Amanda, what are you missing on the shelves? What are you upset about?
Good morning, guys. I'm missing Quattro Arnott's biscuits.
Quattro? Are they gone, Amanda?
They're gone,
Hello.
And it is shit.
What's a Quattro's? What is it?
I remember them, Amanda. I wasn't a massive fan. I don't want to know. I want to get behind your cause. But what do you like about the Quattro?
Oh, look, I grew up with it with my dad.
Yes, memories.
And, I don't know. They just disappeared one day and it's just like, no biscuits the same.
Have you tried a Gaiety?
A what?
Or a Caramel Crown. Caramel Crown or Gaiety's.
Okay, try Gaiety.
What's
underrated.
Amazing.
Thank you, Amanda. Give
Amanda
a Gaiety a go.
Are the Cookers Country Cookies, and it's like a shortbread biscuit.
This
box.
Is your favourite, isn't it?
Yes, my favourite. I can't find them anywhere. I searched yesterday. I've been searching for a long time. We used to eat a lot of these.
Yeah.
You eat one and the whole packet's gone. And they've got like a chocolate one, so it's like a hamburger, like that, with jam in the middle, chocolate on top.
Oh.
And... Oh my God, I can't find them. Cookers.
Yeah. Okay, cookers. Remember when no one cared about Crunchola going off the shelves?
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, the community hub is underway with the superb leisure park and the new primary school now announced. Just 40 minutes north of Melbourne.